The story of Pharaoh chasing the Israelites in the parting of the Red Sea from the Bible. Pharaoh received a report that the Israelites had escaped. When he heard this, he and his officials changed their minds about what they had done. Pharaoh said, "Why did we let the Israelites leave? Why did we let them run away? Now we have lost our slaves."
So Pharaoh prepared his chariot and took his men with him. He took 600 of his best men and all of his chariots. There was an officer in each chariot. The Israelites were leaving with their arms raised in victory. But the Lord caused Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, to become brave, and Pharaoh chased the Israelites.
The Egyptian army had many horse soldiers and chariots. They chased the Israelites and caught up with them while they were camped near the Red Sea.
When the Israelites saw Pharaoh and his army coming toward them, they were very frightened and cried out to the Lord for help. They said to Moses, "Why did you bring us out of Egypt? Did you bring us out here in the desert to die? We could have died peacefully in Egypt. There were plenty of graves in Egypt. We told you this would happen. In Egypt we said, 'Please don't bother us. Let us stay and serve the Egyptians.' It would have been better for us to stay and be slaves than to come out here and die in the desert."
But Moses answered, "Don't be afraid. Don't run away. Stand where you are and watch the Lord save you today. You will never see these Egyptians again. You will not have to do anything but stay calm. The Lord will do the fighting for you."
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Why are you still crying to me? Tell the Israelites to start moving. Raise the walking stick in your hand over the Red Sea, and the sea will split. Then the people can go across on dry land. I have made the Egyptians brave, so they will chase you. But I will show you that I am more powerful than Pharaoh and all of his horses and chariots. Then Egypt will know that I am the Lord. They will honor me when I defeat Pharaoh and his horse soldiers and chariots."
Moses raised his hand over the Red Sea, and the Lord caused a strong wind to blow from the east. The wind blew all night long. The sea split, and the wind made the ground dry. The Israelites went through the sea on dry land. The water was like a wall on their right and on their left. Then all of Pharaoh's chariots and horse soldiers followed them into the sea.
But when the water returned, it covered Pharaoh and his army, so they couldn't follow the Israelites.
The story of Pharaoh chasing the Israelites and the parting of the Red Sea from the Bible.